Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, what an amazing debate. Trump 2016, finally someone with balls. Also, prepare to have your taxes double. Things I've heard from the left over and over again. Also, there's video after video that there's been two main videos that have come out that said, yeah, we paid people $1,500. To go to try to incite riots and to try to push buttons with GOP people. Guess what, folks? What did Hillary say about that when Donald Trump brought that up at the debate? I'll get into that. Also, the kid that claims to be Danny Williams, he claims to be the son of Bill Clinton, has gotten attorneys and is demanding DNA tests to prove. Also, more stuff I want to get into about what Hillary was saying at the debate, something that really caught my eye that she says over and over that liberals say. And just look at Detroit and look at Chicago and look at parts of like California, like Compton, Watson, South Central, and some of those parts. And they're very, very liberal, but something they're very falling apart on. Also, CNN is trying to get their viewers to believe that having WikiLeaks emails is illegal. Lord help that we have information. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Acts 4, verse 12. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And I that's the encouraging word of the day. And I like that because, you know, Trump's not going to save us. Gary Johnson's not going to save us. The government's not going to save us. God's going to save us. And I'm also going to get into, I'll get into that right now. I got up like super, super early. I couldn't sleep last night. I had my a doctor's appointment with my doctor in Indianapolis. So I had to get up super early to get down to the neuroscience center at Goodman Hall. And I was his first patient. I've seen him since like 2007. Because if anyone out there that may not know, whatever, I have a muscle disease and I see a specialist for it once a year. And everything is stabilized. So like I'm not getting worse, but I still have major issues. And basically, like if my doctor said it best, don't give up, and if you want to do something, do it. Just know that if you want to like climb this mountain or do something, you may have to take a lot of Tylenol or something or some meds. But just know that for the next couple of days, you're probably not going to want to get out of bed. You're not going to want to do this and stuff. So I'm not getting worse. So that's a good sign. It's not progressing right now. So, and basically what we're doing is we're just kind of, okay, you have this issue, you have that issue, and we write down things and try to put the puzzle together. And so my wife got to meet him and went, I had a $30 gift card to Banana Republic, so I had to use that thing up. And so I went there and I'm like, I wanted to get, because I got a bottle of their cologne and it's pretty damn good. And she's like, well, I think they're reformulating it or putting in new containers, but they didn't have any. I'm like, you would think they would keep the old stuff, even if they're just changing the bottle and then bring the new stuff at the same time. Okay, this is the old one. Here's the new bottle. And even if they're changing the scent, okay, then you have the old stuff and you bring out the new stuff. And then when the This is clearance because this is the old scent and this is the new one and whatever. They didn't have it, so I got me a couple shirts. And I always go to Williams-Sonoma and get my, because I go up there because they got really good truffle oil and see what else they have because I'm a chef mainly, and it's kind of fun. So spent the day with my wife. Don't get to do it that often, so it was kind of fun. So long, long day. And it was a pretty long day because during Dart League, near the last game or so, I was on my phone watching the debate and then listening to it on the way home. And Chris Wallace kind of said this, and I have to agree. He was the best moderator. He is, in my opinion, he is a journalist. He tries to call it like he sees it down in the middle. If Trump does something bad, he calls it. If Hillary does something bad, he calls it. Calls it like he sees it, like the media is supposed to be, unbiased. You know, how can you watch news if you know that they're supporting somebody? Okay, well, how am I going to get the truth out of this person when she's basically supporting this candidate? I mean, I'll tell you who I like, but if you want to vote for Hillary, great. I'll tell you what she stands for. And he was just amazing. He was an amazing guy that just did. He was right on. And I think the thing I got most out of it, because Trump won the debate hands down, but he said this. Oh, my mom, when we talked, she's like, well, oh, Trump is not even, they've already got the grave dug. Hillary's waiting to dump the dirt on him. He's, you know, Hillary's Clinton's winning. She's got like 80% of the vote. Trump doesn't even have a chance. He's not. And she thinks, what Chris Wallace thinks is they're saying all this. Well, oh, why vote for Trump? He can't even have it. He won't even have a shot at winning. Why even try? They're trying to discourage voters. Just remember, folks, if everyone who voted for Trump owned a gun, he'd be in for sure, 100%. He'd be in like Flynn. This is something my wife sent me. I want to read this because this is just... He was on the poll last time because he didn't really want Obama again, but he didn't want Mitt Romney either. But Howard Stern said this. He goes, I have vowed I will never vote for a Democrat again, no matter who they are. I don't care if God becomes a Democrat. These Democrats are communist. This gangsterism is crazy. Do you agree with that? And the shock jock got me there, because I think, but when he commented in 2012, basically, like, he didn't really like Obama, but he didn't want Romney either. And he was kind of forced between a rock and a hard place, bad and worse, in his opinion. So it's one of those things that, you know, this debate, I think, got the most substantive issues out, because Chris Wallace wasn't sit there and Hillary Clinton wasn't rubbing her nose so that Chris Wallace knew to interrupt the thing to help her. She wasn't having someone in the corner. There's evidence that she had some sort of teleprompter, you know, because maybe she's having issues seeing or whatever, and it's to help her out. Like, when he reads a question, they tell her what to say. But when she... But I got the thing where she just wanted to pull out a gun and shoot Trump, because she... I just got that... When I was reading her body language, it's just like, okay, what the heck? All the other Republicans would just sit there and take all this abuse that we're throwing at them, all this stuff. Trump's fighting back and saying, no, that here, this is what's going on. This is what happened. This is, you know, I've never had to apologize to my wife because I never did that with any of these women. It's just kind of convenient that all these women are now all of a sudden 20, 30, 15 years, all, you know, all these years. Oh, yeah, well, Trump touched me. Gee, it's just a little convenient that they wait till right now. You know, it's just one of those things. Okay, Trump's getting lucky. I was never groped by Trump, but I was screwed by Obama. I mean, hell, Hillary is so bad, Obama's half-brother is not going to vote for Hillary. I'll get into that also. But all the media, all you hear is, well, Hillary has a 50, is polling at 50%, and, you know, it's over. The coffin has been made. The hole in the ground is dug. Trump just needs to get in there, and Hillary's going to throw the dirt on him. It's over. He can't even possibly win. And it's like, really? I think it's honestly, well, let's see if we can discourage people not to vote. But don't worry. What you need to do is you need to wear an I'm with Hillary shirt in New York and try to find one of those places where they can bus you around to vote like 20 times and then vote for Trump. But you have all these people that are basically going out there and they're saying one thing. Oh, well, see, in Wisconsin, it was rigged against Trump. In Iowa, it was rigged against Trump. When he doesn't have it his way, it's rigged. Well, gee, everything you look at, they did everything in their power to try to railroad Trump, and he did not. He persevered. I want to take some of those people that say, well, when Trump loses, he's going to claim it's rigged. Well, gee, I've seen about 10 videos that prove how easy it is for them to put a program in the startup disk, and when you put this startup disk in the voting machine, it's pre-programmed for whatever. So it doesn't matter what you vote for. If they have it programmed to where 1,000 people vote Trump and 2,500 vote Hillary, that's what the outcome is going to come, no matter how many people vote, no matter what you vote. Am I saying that's happened or will happen? No. I'm saying it's been proven how easy it is to do and how hard it is to identify. You can't identify it. It's virtually impossible for them to find this. We're not saying, Trump is saying, it's like, where was the outrage when there were Black Panthers threatening people in Philadelphia who were trying to vote for anyone but Obama? Where was the outrage? Where was Mitt Romney going, why aren't they investigating this? Why isn't something being done? When there were towns that had more votes than registered voters, where was the outrage? Why wasn't Trump, if that happens, he'll be like, he will do something about it. That's what I feel when he says, well, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, this is, you know, I may not be until the outcome happens. I may not accept it. And I hope he has that attitude. Because I don't want them to sit there and, okay, well, here's 10 counties that have more votes than registered voters, and guess what? I'm just going to accept it. If, you know, John Kerry claimed fraud. Hillary Clinton, what did she say, that George Bush was not elected, but he was selected? Oh, it's okay for them to use that kind of, but that's how it is. It's the double standard. Well, don't worry, folks, because what did Obama say? Anyone making under $250,000, your taxes will not go up. Well, I can't wait for Hillary Clinton to be president, because guess what? I make under $250,000, so my taxes aren't going to go. I make way under $250,000. I make under $50,000. And guess what? My taxes went up under Obama, and I guarantee you they're going to go up under Hillary Clinton, even though she said, Oh, your taxes won't go up. See, under my plan, we've had people look into it, and we're going to have a $1 billion surplus. Everybody in the United States is going to get $100 million from the government. Under Trump's plan, we had it investigated. You're going to be in debt $50 trillion. Every job's going to leave, and we're going to have... I look at one thing. Trump's company. Hillary Clinton went off last night about, look at Trump. He didn't pay taxes. Da, da, da. Well, if you know what? You had the opportunity when you were in government at the time to fix this, to have these laws changed. I'm using the same laws to get away with paying as little taxes as possible as you and all your crooked cronies on the left are doing. I'm doing the same thing you guys are. You're doing the same thing I am. So don't complain that I'm not paying taxes when I'm using the same loopholes you're using. You had the opportunity to get rid of them. You didn't because you're doing the same thing I'm doing, and she couldn't respond. She couldn't say anything. Because she's using those same loopholes. It's the typical, the greedy, evil Republicans, those rich bastards. Well, and you're not wealthy? Hillary Clinton's not wealthy? I would support her $100 if she was homeless, damn near. You know, okay? You know, and she had no money, and she was saying the greedy, evil Republicans, and they had money, she didn't. But when she's got private jets and millions of dollars, don't talk to me about poor.
Just to let you know, our taxes are paying Obama to go and campaign for her.
Yeah. Well, they have to campaign because she can't. She's not healthy. I'm just wondering if there's going to be more video like there was from the last debate where it showed Bill holding up Hillary, going down the steps, helping her out because she's too weak. I mean, there are people that believe that she is very, 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 very sick, and she should not be running. Like, they're just trying to keep her alive long enough for her to get into the White House, and then we're screwed because she's in, and basically, you know, Bill will run the country. She'll do like Obama's doing, but instead of playing golf, she'll just take a crap load of meds and be in bed not doing anything, and then she'll pop out every 20 days. Yep, I know California, you had massive flooding, I know, but yeah, I know it. The water's receded, and you know, I'm 10 days late and $10 short, but hey, I'm here. Just like Obama, that's what will happen. But the big thing I noticed, go to Detroit, go to Chicago, go to South Chicago, go to Compton, Watcher, South Central. Show me white Tea Party Republicans. You'll find unionized black Democrats in a lot of those areas. And look at how decrepit they are. They're not because of Republican policies. But what was Hillary Clinton saying last night? Oh, vote for me. I'm going to increase Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. Don't worry. College is going to be free. I'm going to enact Bernie Sanders' plan. I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to give you this free stuff. I'm just going to, don't worry. You're going to have more handouts and more free stuff. Don't worry, folks, because the government's create jobs. Wow, so then what is Trump doing? I guess Trump must be a government entity because he's creating a lot of jobs. And you're telling me, Hillary, that governments create jobs? No, they don't. No, they don't, Hillary. On Johnny Carson, Ronald Reagan said this. He goes, people are running to the government when the government's the problem. Oh, I gotta, you know, so, hey. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. Oh, let me see if I can find this. It's just I don't understand where everyone thinks all this free stuff's coming from. I don't understand where, because I was brought up in an age where you earn it, you have it, you make it. This is how it is. Our founder said, give me liberty or give me death. It wasn't give me free condoms, food, housing, cell phones, and make my neighbors pay for it. That's not what it was. I don't get it. I don't understand. Well, they've had videos that have come out recently that basically show, hey, here's $1,500. We want you to incite riots. We want you to wear like Planned Parenthood shirts. We want you to try to push GOP people's buttons, start fights. Hopefully you can get video of these crazy Republicans that they can use to exploit. Look at these psycho people. Guess who brought that up at the debate? Trump did. What did Hillary say? Did she respond? Did she say anything like, that's a lie? On the plane, I'll get into that in a little bit, but she didn't say anything during the debate about it. On the plane, she called it a conspiracy theory, if I remember correctly. She called it a conspiracy theory. I don't have time for these conspiracy theories. When there's a Democrat on video saying, yes, we were doing textings back and forth, and they were doing it in a way that, because that's technically illegal. You cannot, the Republicans cannot sit there and pay people, okay? You need to go after Democrats and do this stuff. Anyone that wants to vote for Hillary Clinton, just know this. No Trump supporter is going to take one of her signs. We want those signs up so we can sue them. I'd actually take signs, and you got more Hillary Clinton signs. I want to put like 50 of them in your yard just so that people can really sue. Because I don't think when they drive by that one sign, they'll see it well enough. I want them to really know how stupid you are. You know, one sign shows you, one sign they may not see enough. That way, you know, that way if there's more signs, then people driving by can really know you're stupid. I mean, seriously, I don't know. Oh, but don't worry, folks. This just in from CNN, that the WikiLeaks videos and emails and all this stuff, they're all fake. They're all fraud. They're all cut and pasted. You know, even though that's all they do, they're paid by the White House, and that's all they do is cut and paste. And you know, they try to get their point across by lying, but who cares, you know? Because they can't. I mean, they actually went on TV telling the viewers that, like, you can't have any of the stuff. If you've downloaded these emails or you're reading those, it's illegal. You can't do it. But I guarantee if that was something about George Bush or Trump or any Republican, they'd be like, folks, go to our website. We've got 500 million downloads of this. You'll be able to, you send us $3 and we'll send you 50 copies of everything to hand out to all your friends. Please spread the word. We're going to have one night where we're buying TV airtime, and we're going to have these videos and these emails on TV on 50 channels for 3 days straight. Oh, but if it's something about Hillary Clinton or Obama, it's illegal. You can't read that. You can't have that. Really? Love the double standard. Like, anyone's going to pay it. Like, that's why no one watches Fox. Some of these networks, even Fox, seems to be getting more and more. Well, you know, we're not. Yes, we are conservative, but I mean, they have more liberals than any other network has conservatives. But now sometimes I feel like they have too many, because they're just trying to kiss butt to say, hey, look, I don't, I mean, I don't see any other network have as many conservatives as they have liberals on Fox. But you take like CNN, that's why no one watches CNN. That's why their viewership's in the tank. It's ridiculous. You shouldn't read them emails. That's wrong. That's evil. It might hurt Hillary Clinton if you read these emails. You're going to be doomed if you read the emails from WikiLeaks, because they're not real anyways. They're cut and pasted because, you know, they're not real. I mean, Hillary Clinton's an upstanding moral citizen. Yes, that's right. Hillary Clinton is a fine, upstanding moral citizen who's done nothing wrong except for Watergate, Whitewater, Vincent Foster suicide, Travelgate, Chinagate, Senate campaign donations, Clinton Foundation, WikiLeaks, Benghazi, Haiti mining, private emails, and the list goes on and on and on. All those scandals. But oh, don't worry, nothing to see here. Move along now, nothing to see here. But if it was a conservative lord, they wouldn't care about 90% of the stuff Trump's done if he was a liberal. Trump should have done everything he done like he is now, but he should have ran in the Democratic Party. That'd be hilarious. Doing everything he's doing now, saying everything he's saying now, having the same platform, the same everything. What would have been funny is if he would have taken Hillary Clinton's plan and cut and pasted it as his plan, because then how can she go after him? She couldn't. Well, I just want to say something, folks. I'm Donald Trump here, and I really like Hillary Clinton's plan. So if I get elected, I'll be endorsing her plan. I'll be basically using her plan. They would, you know, well, they'd lose it. Because that's what I saw with Hillary Clinton last night. She's like, wait a minute here. I have no one helping me. I have no one on my side. I can't scratch my ear and they interrupt or do something to help me out. He's not a John McCain or a Mitt Romney. He's actually fighting. He can't be bought. He's like, if I'm going to win, I'm going to win. If you want to help me, help me. But I'm not going to be bought. I'm going to call it like I see it. And she didn't know how to handle it. There is $6 billion missing when she was Secretary of State. Where'd it go? Oh, no, that's a lie. That's been debunked. It's not been debunked. But everyone that's a liberal, because she said it's been debunked, will believe her no matter what. They'll believe her. But that's the more I listened to that debate last night, the more I heard, well, this is all the free stuff you're going to get. Vote for me. She's going to use Latinos. She's going to use minorities and all these people that come to this country that think, well, I need to vote Democrat because I'm going to get all this free stuff. See, people are coming to this country asking, what can I get? Where's my handout? Not, well, I got $50. Let me see what I can make of it. What can I do with it? You know, whatever happened to this nation? I mean, I said this before a while back ago when I was at Viva La Villa Pizza in some Norristown, and the dad's like, son, get up here. We got customers. And he goes, let me tell you something, son. Did you notice something about the trees? He goes, what? Did you plant something or what? He goes, you should have noticed there's no money going on them. You got to earn it. You got to work. When I came here, I had nothing. Now you have people. Well, let me see here. The government's going to give me free college. Where's all this money coming from? For all these freebies and all this handouts? Because, oh yeah, she's not going to increase the deficit. How do you not increase the deficit? How do you not increase my taxes? How do you not but spend more. Oh, we're going to tax the wealthy. And how are you going to tax the wealthy? Because the more you tax the wealthy, the more they're going to find loopholes and ways out of it. And you're going to tax it in a way, Hillary, that it's going to ensure that you don't get... Because all you're going to do is you're going to ask money from these corrupt countries, and they're going to donate money to your foundation. Well, you're going to take the money, you're going to put it in the foundation and do a tax write-off so you have free money to spend. 90% of my charity and my foundation goes to health things. She'll donate $20 to a high school cake bake. And then she'll try to claim that she's helping the whole school. Her charity has like the least money donated of any charity out there. But don't worry, that's been debunked. That's a lie. Whatever. That's just Fox News. That's just you evil Republicans. Well, see, Donald Trump, he just wants to have his finger on the nuclear button. No, he doesn't. I trust that if, and this is one question I would love to, what my wife brought this up, would have loved to have asked, what would you have, if 9/11 happened and you were president, what would you have done? Trump would respond in some way, whether it's with an airstrike or with missiles or something, not necessarily nuclear. But guess what? I don't think Hillary would do anything. She'd be like Obama. We'd have 4 years of hoping nothing major happens because she ain't going to do anything. She's going to destabilize the military like Obama has. She's going to cut, don't worry, Obama just cut the pay of vets. But everyone in Congress has gotten a raise. Now, I wonder how many of those people that are in the government, I'd love to see how many of those senators are refusing that raise when they get, they should, I mean, and if you think that the vets and like military people should get a pay cut and congressmen should get more, if they accepted that pay raise, call your congressman and said, hey, if you got a raise this year and you accepted it and you declined to give a raise to the vets, or you're not doing anything in your power to ensure that they get a raise, our troops, then I'm going to not vote for you, and I'm going to make sure that no one does. But what did Hillary say? Well, it takes exactly about 4 minutes from the time that code is given by the president, the orders, till he sits it before they have to be launched. She gave away very sensitive information. You don't tell people, okay, well, when we have a code for an atomic bomb, it's exactly 3 minutes, 42 seconds that you have to launch that thing exactly. You don't tell people that on national TV. She didn't say, well, you know, well, if the commander-in-chief gives the command to launch the nuclear missiles, you have a specified amount of time that it has to be done in. No, she didn't say that. She gave an exact time. She said it like, this is what you're supposed to effing do. And that's, I thought that'd be confidential information. I guess it's, why don't you just hand out the nuclear launch codes there, Hillary Clinton? Why not? Not that you'd use them anyways.
No, she'd sell them.
Yeah, she would. She'd sell them. She would sell them. Remember, the first half an hour of the program was brought to you by Hillary Clinton. Make the Clintons great again. Because that's what you're going to do. You're going to line their pocketbooks. Well, we need to have sensible gun laws. Really? If Detroit was its own state, its own nation, it would be second highest in gun violence out of every nation in the world. And it has some of the highest gun laws. Same thing with Chicago. Chicago has probably the, I think it's Chicago then Detroit, but Chicago has the strictest gun regulations of any state or city or municipality. And they have some of the highest violence from guns. Haven't we learned anything from Prohibition? It didn't work. Let's ban something. You know what we need to do? We need to ban organic foods. We need to ban farmers markets. No, because if they ban them, what's going to happen? They're going to explode. You know, cocaine hasn't gone away. It's multiplied. Marijuana has skyrocketed because now people are starting to see through the government BS of how bad it they claim it was. Like when I was in high school, don't worry, smoking one joint's equivalent to like a carton of unfiltered cigarettes or some lie that we now know is so false. Remember, this election is not about Trump or Hillary or Gary Johnson. It's about America. I asked my wife this question. I've asked several people, a couple people this question. I honestly believe if Trump gets elected, they'll be chanting USA, USA, USA. And if Hillary Clinton gets elected, Hillary is what they'll... That's what really scared me the night that when I was... Because my wife's not really into watching a lot of... I'll watch some MSNBC, I'll watch Fox, I'll watch... Because I want to know what everyone's saying, even if it's just on the internet clip, so I know what everyone's saying. What is Bill O'Reilly saying about this? What is Sean Hannity saying about this? What is Alex Jones? What is Glenn Beck saying all this?
I can't believe anything they're saying. Why listen?
Because they have different viewpoints. And I want to... Okay, what are they saying? Whether it's good or bad, you... A true journalist does that. A true journalist like me, I try to call it like I see it, good or bad. But what really, really scared me was when I was watching parts of the thing when Obama accepted the nomination and they weren't chanting America or USA. It was Obama, Obama. Obama. Okay, well, is this about Obama or is it about America? Because I thought we were about America, making America great. It's not about lining, you know, Trump is saying, let's make America great again. Hillary Clinton's saying, I'm with her. Like, I support her. There's nothing about America. She didn't have an American flag pin on her anywhere. Trump did. Oh, I don't believe for a second that Hillary likes America. I don't know what anyone did to put her tampon in a wad or whatever, but I don't think she likes America. But that's just one of those things, you know. I mean, I don't really believe Trump is just going to go, oh, I'm just going to just shoot nukes to shoot nukes. Okay. I know that if we had to go to war, he will fight. AKA ISIS. ISIS wants us dead. It was created out of a vacuum from the Iraq War because we didn't stay and finish the job. Oh, we're going to get people out of there. We got to get them out of there. We got to do this. We got to do that. But my point is, I don't think Hillary would do anything. Oh, we got 4 years of hoping nothing major happens. Trump, at least, Trump, I see as someone that will, if he has to, he will. This is what's crazy. This is another conspiracy theory. Yeah, you know, because everything, you know, I might have to change my show to the Weekly Conspiracy with Kyle. I mean, there was a guy that he was on, I think, Fox News, and he was talking about how they have over 4 million illegal votes. And many of them, what they're trying to do is there are people that are on the voter registration list when they die. So he's dead, but they haven't gone through and taken all these dead people off. So they're still on the actual voting list. And it's just crazy that you have all these people that are like, J. Christian Adams says that there are dead people that are voting. They have all these people that are, and the Democrats especially do not want these dead people taken off the voter lists. He's had to file lawsuits. 6 against Philadelphia and Broward County in Florida, where voter rolls are corrupt, where they have a list of people that are eligible to vote, and a ton of them are dead. And what they probably do is they probably have people vote under that person. How can he vote? He died. But who cares? Why does it matter? When a guy comes on via the video and says, hey, we take minorities and Asians and blacks and Latinos and we drive them around in buses so they can vote as many times as possible. I would tell that person that's going out, say, well, okay, did we have Obama for 8 years? What's changed? What's changed? I mean, you had a Democrat for 8 years. What's changed? Well, why isn't Detroit flourishing? It should. We had a, you know, Obama for 4 years had that House and Senate completely in control. Hey, I'm just saying. You can't blame, because I've had friends, oh, well, America is not great, and there's all kinds of racial tensions because the Republicans are vetoing everything Obama did. They didn't veto anything in the first 4 years because they didn't have that luxury, because it was a Democratic-controlled House and Senate. So, nice try. Obama's half brother is voting Republican and even voting Trump. Why? Why would Obama's half brother want to vote for a conservative? Well, because Lincoln freed the slaves and he was a part of the Republican Party. And also, look at Trump's company and look at what he's built from a $1 million loan. If he makes America as great as his companies, cha-ching, that's why he's voting. But then I guess he's, in the long interview he had with Sean Hannity, it was really interesting because he's like, well, yeah, I have a hard time getting into the White House. And, you know, that becoming president has really affected, and he's changed my brother. So, Interesting conversation. It's just one of those things that it's just like, wow. If that doesn't wake you up, well, I mean, well, Martin Luther King's daughter is very conservative, as Martin Luther King was. Martin Luther King wouldn't have supported Democrats at all. But don't worry, folks. Everything's going to be all better because Hillary Clinton's going to make her family great again. She's going to It's just I don't get where these emails are not cut and pasted. The videos are videos. They're not cut and pasted. Oh, but they have to be cut and pasted because they're making Hillary look bad. They have to be cut and pasted. They have to be. I'm sorry. My country's at stake. I don't. I said things to kids when we were younger that now I'm like, oh my. We didn't have safe spaces. We, what was that old saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. I mean, now I'd probably be expelled from school for stuff we did, because now, oh, you can't say that. You can't do that. You can't talk like that. You might offend somebody. What? And I've said this before. I did get sent to the principal's office one time for having a KISS shirt, because KISS means Knights in Satan's Service. And so the whole time I'm going there, I'm like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And this is in heaven. Give us this. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm praying for you. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Christian. In general, I believe in God. You know, so hey. You know, no one's perfect but Jesus Christ. But I honestly don't see anything great coming out of Hillary Clinton if she becomes president. I don't. And I hope Trump sticks with his guns and says, okay, you know. I hope that there's something that goes like the Black Panthers where they were threatening voters. I hope that I believe Trump will say, wait a minute here. What's this? I want answers. You know, it's just a double standard that really, 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 really gets me. And I got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks, or a little more than that. And I want to thank you all for tuning in, wherever you are, from LA to New York to maybe Canada, who knows. But it's kind of ironic, because like this morning when I want to get into a little bit of some stuff, you know, when I was getting ready to go to my doctor's appointment, I had like three people that joined my support group, and that thing is like almost sometimes a full-time job, and it's just, you know, so it's just one of those things that I learned to deal with and learn to live with. And like I told my docs that I was diagnosed with celiac also. So now, like, because they have, like, some great food. And because, like, I used to go to Williams and Sonoma, and get, like, this wild blueberry pancake and waffle mix. Oh, it's the best. Can't have it now because it's got wheat and all this stuff. And I said, I used to buy a ton of your stuff. I'd come up, like, twice a year and get, like, this. You know, but I had, it's funny because, like, right before the appointment, I was sitting in there waiting. I had like three people I added, and it's a great thing that I never expected to be where it was. I was expecting, okay, well, I'm going to have like one person on there, maybe two or three, me. It's not going to go anywhere. And, you know, and so it's just one of those things that's just gone beyond my wildest dreams, you know, and it's just kind of nice to know that you're not alone, that okay, that if I'm going to do something, I got a plan. Time off or whatever. I got a plan around, you know, days off. And I got a beautiful wife that understands, and it means the world. And I guess knowing that I have this issue, medical is a big issue to me. And, you know, and I really don't want a single-payer healthcare system, and most people in this country don't, but that's what I believe Hillary's going to shove down our throats. And you can change things. Martin Luther King was one man. He changed a lot. Abraham Lincoln was one man. He changed a lot. Jesus was one man. He changed a lot. You know, so don't think that your voice is not important, because it can be. You know, and if anybody feel free to hit me up on Facebook, PM me if you know anyone that has them or you believe has a myopathy, and I can set them up with a support group or whatever. It's just something I do, and I want to move on now to hell, because it's almost, it's pretty close to freezing over, because the Cubs could actually make it to the World Series. They have a viable shot of making it to the World Series, and as you've probably seen the shirt with Bill Murray that says, I ain't afraid of no goat. It's got the goat with the line through it. And I think that would probably be the greatest thing for this nation if the Cubs were to win the World Series. I would love to get on StubHub and see what those tickets would go for. I bet you'd be probably like 10 or 50 grand just for bleacher seats. Because who knows if it'll ever happen again if they get there. I mean, being a Tigers fan, it's just kind of like, oh, don't worry. We got great players, but they'll sell them. Don't worry. Wow, he's been here a year. They haven't sold him yet. He's too good to be here. You know, but I think it's going to be great I think it'd be really good for the nation, you know. At least something positive. To see I think Harry Carey would be smiling down from heaven. Like, yep. But there's rumors, being a Tigers fan, that there's a bunch of players that they're even possibly our ace, Justin Verlander. Maybe if someone is interested in him, they might be willing to sell or trade or whatever. And it's like you finally get some really good players and some, you know, I don't know if anyone would want to spend what they want for Justin Verlander or whatever. And even if he would go, but there's talk that there's several players that some of the older players that if they get money for him and if they can get the right team, they'll sell him. I just hope Al Avila knows what he's doing, because, you know, I thought this year was going to be a good year. I thought we'd at least make it to the, maybe not win, but at least get to the, you know, AL division playoffs. And just didn't seem like it would happen. It happened, you know. And we had, I mean, okay. I know that Cabrera was not 100%. But we had most of our team. And it's just, I don't know. Something's got to give. But then when you've watched them a long time and you know they have to have like a 10-run lead in the ninth inning or else they'll probably blow it. You know, so it's just one of those things that I feel like we finally get some good players and then, okay, they might be sold. Like, we can't keep anybody. And it's just kind of sad, you know. But on the baseball note as a whole, I think I don't know. I mean, all these Cub fans are now coming out of the woodworks. I'm not a Cubs fan, but they're the team. If I wasn't a Tigers fan, I'd probably be a Cubs fan. But and it's just kind of interesting, and with all that stuff going on, and those of you who follow, as I'm going to move on into the European football, we had the Europa League today, and what a game! I was in Indianapolis, so I was looking at the stats and stuff through my phone, and Manchester United played for Brands, and they won 4-1. It was 4-0 last time I checked it, and then I drove home, so they must have scored the one goal near the end. And to have Jesse Lingard get a goal, and to have Anthony Martial and Papa Goa get two. I thought Papa Goa, the way it went, might get a hat trick, because it was the, because I saw some highlights online and it was like up to like the 20th minute or so, there was like nothing. 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and all of a sudden I put my phone back on and it's 2-0. I'm like, whoa. And in the table, Manchester United is in Group A, and they are in second place with 6 points. And they're poised to move on when they go to the elimination stage. And I think it's going to be, hopefully this will give them some ability to possibly get back into the UEFA Champions League next year, which I desperately want to see them back there. And I really want to see them fighting for a Premier League title, which are seventh right now. And I think all the pieces are going to come together. And I have a feeling that when they come together, you know, by the end of the season, we'll have a better, probably by February, we'll know more about where these teams stand. Because some of these teams, like in the Premier League, I thought would be better off than they are now. You know, who thought Arsenal would be second? You know, I thought Arsenal might be like a fourth or fifth place team. But, you know, I never thought that Manchester City, you know, and Arsenal would be, you know, I wouldn't think Manchester City be first, Arsenal second, Tottenham, Hotspurs in third. You know, I thought Chelsea would be up there in first or second with Manchester first or second, you know. So I think it's going to shape up come February. We'll know more, I think, where these teams lie. And I think by the end of the season, I think Manchester United is going to be fighting for a title, and I think it's going to be a fun thing to watch. And maybe I hope some of you that don't watch, maybe because me, you turn on a game every now and then and watch it. But to me, it's exciting. I don't know. It's nonstop. There's no like, it's nonstop play unless someone gets hurt. And even then, sometimes when the guy's down, they'll just keep going and doing it. It's just one of those things that I've been fascinated for a long, long time, and since I was a kid, and I played it, and it's just, it was so hard to watch, and now it's great that I have the ability to see, you know, 85 to 90% of the games of Manchester and stuff. And somebody asked me one time, why am I a fan of them? I became a fan of them just because they were a team that I could watch. You know, because it was hard. I mean, they're one of the biggest teams. They're like the Yankees of football, and they were a team that if you could see any team, they were the team you could probably watch. And I just fell in love with them ever since. And they're the team that has a special meaning to me because a good friend of mine, he went to my wife, "You don't watch football? What the heck?" And that's how we came out with that. We were dating and now we're married, and it was the greatest thing ever. And, you know, and it's nice to have someone that has my same beliefs, whether it's in religion or politics or love of music or whatever, you know. And it's just, I guess I do what I do. As I close up with this, about 90 seconds left or so, I do what I do because I have a voice and I just feel, you know, I don't care if I hope I offend you. You're not going to offend me. So I hope I don't offend you, but our country's at stake. Our freedom's at stake. Our livelihood's at stake. And I don't take that lightly, you know? I do what I do because, you know, people who came before me are doing, they stood up against the king's tax. They stood up against the government, you know. Just if you ever get one thing, the separation of church and state was designed so that the government doesn't run our churches. And now you have people like Hillary that want to have regulation on everything. Everything in the Constitution should be regulated. No, it shouldn't. That's not why it was designed. But hey, don't worry. They'll find a way to reword the Second Amendment in a way so that you'll pass a law that takes away your guns. They'll find some way to do it. They've done it with 90% of everything else. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge and our sacred honors. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And until next week, good night and God bless. Goodbye.